Body image can be a troubling topic for teens. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Virginia Ramsayer-Winter, assistant professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Missouri, explores how bad body image can lead to unhealthy behaviors.
Appearance and body image play a major role in how teenagers perceive themselves. Teens who don't like their size are more likely to suffer from depression and low self-esteem. But can negative body image impact overall health and wellness, especially when it comes to alcohol and tobacco use? Our study aimed to answer that question by looking at the relationship between teenage body image and substance use, looking in particular to teenage drinking and smoking, activities that can have detrimental health effects. Using data from a national survey of American teenagers, we looked at associations between perceived size and weight, perceived attractiveness, and levels of alcohol and tobacco use. We found that size and attractiveness were significantly related to substance use. In particular, girls who thought they were too fat were more likely to use alcohol and tobacco. While poor body image disproportionately affects females, our findings also indicated that body image impacts young males. We found that boys who thought they were too skinny were more likely to smoke, while boys who considered themselves fat were more likely to binge drink. In addition to body size, we looked at the connection between perceived attractiveness and substance use. Girls who thought they were not at all good-looking were more likely to smoke. Girls who thought they were very good-looking were more likely to binge drink. This could be because attractiveness is often associated with popularity, which can be related to increased alcohol use. We know that body-shaming language can affect teenagers who have both positive and negative perceptions of themselves. To improve body image awareness, parents, schools, and health providers need to be aware of body-shaming language and correct such behavior to help teenagers identify with positive body image messages.
That was Virginia Ramsayer-Winter of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.